That's like I was taking a minute once they plug it up to get started, because that takes about a minute or two to get going.
Okay, sir, can you hear us clearly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my name is Lee Quinones, but I am the acting board chairman for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Just 1 second, your name is?
Thomas Ryan Hines.
I think I have Mr. Hines.
Okay.
What's his name?
Hines.
Do you have it?
I have it.
Okay. Mr. Hines, the next voice you're going to hear is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, who should be serving as the panel lead for your hearing. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Hines. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing. And I'd like you to start by stating your full name and your ABC number for the record.
Name Thomas Ryan Hines, number 271706.
Thank you, sir. This hearing is concerning the three allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on September 5th, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
The 5th? Well,
yes. That told you that the hearing would be today. And the reason that form is important is on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today? Are you representing yourself, or did you hire an attorney?
I'm going to be representing myself.
Okay. The attorney's optional. It's just up to you if you want to have. I'd like to introduce you to the board that's conducting your hearing today. If you look to your right, so my left, at the end, is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is the Honorable Louis Quinones. All around my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be the lead for your hearing today. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Grady, who is with the Department of Corrections. He will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in before we get started. So Mr. Hines and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Hines?
I do.
And Mr. Grady?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Hines, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one, to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two, to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is I'm going to read each of these allegations to you from your warrant, and I need you to respond whether they are true or false, sir. I also see that there is a DR number associated with this warrant, which means I'll actually give you three options: true, false, or you wish to remain silent. And the reason for that is these hearings are recorded, and if there was any court or any legal action that grows out of this DR number, which indicates something has happened, some event has happened, any court could subpoena this, and I want to make sure that your rights are protected, that you have the option of remaining silent. So it will be three choices. So here is the first allegation. And that is that you were in violation of condition number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about August 1st, 2018, at 224 South 12th Street in Cottonwood, Arizona. So Mr. Hines, do you true, false, or do you wish to remain silent? It's true? Okay, sir. The second allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physically assaultive behavior on or about August 2nd, 2018, at 224 South 12th Street in Cottonwood, Arizona. Mr. Hines, is that true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
That's true.
That's true? Okay. And then number three, the third allegation is violation of condition number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 224 South 12th Street in Cottonwood, Arizona, on or about August 2nd, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Hines, is that true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
It's true. true.
That's true. Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Hines' admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed in, or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Mr. Neal and Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Hines, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is whether your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Brady to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back and talk with you in just a minute. Mr. Brady.
Mr. Hines is released from DOC on June 15th of 2018. He was arrested on August 14th of 2018 by Yavapai County Sheriff's on an ATC warrant. He was returned to DOC on August 16th of 2018 in the CSCD of January 25th of 2019. That reflects 12 Wisconsin days. Current conviction, 2017, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year and 9 months. Prior convictions, 2011, aggravated assault, 3 years, 6 months. 2011, aggravated assault, 1 year. 2016, aggravated domestic violence, 2 years, 6 months. He has 2 terms for DOC. His CU IR scores are 3-3, mental health scores are 2, substance abuse scores are 3. Mr. Hines, 7 minutes, being a member of the criminal street gang Pepperwoods. Prior term of supervision, 2014, TAS release, absconded for 71 days, arrested and revoked on the BOBC. Disciplinary violations are minimal. Under arrest, 2003, civil assault and battery, Florida, guilty under sanctions. 2007, theft, Florida, felony conviction, state prison. 2007, civil assault and battery, Florida, felony conviction, state prison. 2010, narcotic drug violation, Florida, county jail. 2011, death of a vehicle, Arizona County Jail. 2011, criminal trespass, third degree, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, criminal damage, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2011, false report, emergency response, Arizona felony conviction, probation. 2017, aggravated domestic violence, Arizona pending charges. Community risk score is a G5V6, and his current charges are pending.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Brady. Okay, back to you, Mr. Hines. We have a brief written summary of your supervision, and it looks like when you were released, you were approved to go to Home Sweet Home for Men, and that's that address, 224 South 12th Street in Cottonwood. But we know from the allegations that you left there on August 2nd. Where did you go when you left?
I went with my father. I was in contact with my parole officer, and he had told me that he was going to have to violate me. And I told him the situation, what had happened. And in fact, he said that he was going to put in his report that I was in contact with him the whole time. I was the one that informed about the incident. I wasn't trying to hide from him or anything like that. I was in contact with him several times over those couple of days. And my father was not doing well, and I needed to get with him and see if he could take some time off of work and put my stuff from the halfway house, because I just didn't want to lose all my stuff. I was doing really well. I acquired some stuff. I had a bank account. I had bike clothes. I mean, just miscellaneous stuff. So I needed to get with my father, see if he could put my stuff into storage, and I didn't have a car, so give me a ride down to the bank, withdraw my funds from the bank, take me over to my job, tell my boss what was going on so that I could leave on good terms with him, so that when I come back, I would have a job available for me. Like I said, I was doing very good, with the exception of this one incident, which I don't understand that you guys only have his side of the story, and given a chance, I'd like to get my side of that story as well. Mm-hmm. But that's where I was at. I was with my father for those days, and as soon as I was done with that, I turned myself into the Yavapai County Jail. I just took care of business, got done what I needed to get done, and my father drove me down to the Yavapai County Jail, and I walked in their front door.
Okay, so you were able to get all your stuff and get it put in storage and all that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. So you're and how about your job? You were working at Total Building Systems?
Yes, ma'am.
And will they be able to rehire you, or?
Absolutely, because I have a job there as soon as I get out.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well, that's good. Okay, how about, looks like you were also responsible for some your analysis, and they were negative. It says you had two tests, and you were referred to for a life skills, domestic violence. You did not complete that. So why did you not complete that, sir?
It was a booklet that they had sent me in the mail, and I actually completed the booklet. It just didn't get sent out on time. This stuff happened, and it didn't get sent out on time.
Okay, so you did complete.
It was supposed to be in the mail by a certain date, and because of these situations, I still have the booklet. It's completely filled out. It was ready to be put in the mail.
Okay, I see. Because it looks like, as we got your past, your history from Mr. Brady, you had quite a few situations where there were assaults or there was domestic violence, both in Florida and here. What happens? Are you using alcohol when that happens, or what happens in those?
Man, this charge here was they combined three charges together to give me the aggravated domestic violence. The actual charge that I'm in prison for right now was a peace disturbance. Me and my girlfriend got to a verbal argument, nothing physical at all. Her mom overheard us arguing, and she called the cops. So it was like disorderly conduct was the actual charge. It was a misdemeanor, but because I had a past within 7 years, they took the three and it turns it into aggravated domestic violence. So I'm actually doing 2.5 years for a peace disturbance, which, I mean, I'm not minimizing what the law is or anything like that, but, I mean, it just seems like a lot of time for a peace disturbance.
Okay. But have you, as far as your ability to manage situations like that, have you learned to better control your anger?
Then, yes, the problem in the past was always alcohol. And this time around, I haven't gone back that way since I got out of the fight. It's just cost me too much of my life, getting me into trouble, getting into these arguments, assaults, the nonsense that goes along with drinking. And like I said, I was doing very well this time. I was working, I was doing what I was supposed to do. With the exception of this one incident.
Okay.
And so yes.
So when's the last time you used alcohol?
After I found out that I was violated, me and my dad went to the lake after dropping the stuff off the stores and did a little bit of fishing, and I did have a couple beers there.
Okay. All right. And had you had a problem with other drugs, or is it mainly alcohol?
Mainly alcohol. I mean, I've done other things, but it was alcohol was always the main problem.
Okay. What other drugs had you used?
In Florida for a while, I was addicted to heroin and pills. Florida got kind of bad with pretty much prescribing pills to anybody. And I'll be honest, that's one of the reasons why I came to Arizona, is because it just got out of control out there, and I came out of here to try to get away from that. Marijuana. And cocaine when I was younger.
Okay. And were you able to get away from the heroin pretty much since you moved here?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's good.
The alcohol was the one that's been a persistent problem.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're glad to hear that, because heroin's a bad one and a tough one. So, okay. So, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. I've been doing all the talking here. No, no questions. Okay, well, Mr. Hines, we're coming up on the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity, if you've thought of anything else that the board should know or consider, I want to give you the opportunity to say that. So is there anything else you can think of we should know?
Just concerning the incident, I think it was rule number 5, assault of behavior.
Uh-huh.
I know what it says. I wasn't there to speak with the officers. He was, and the situation was extremely minor. The situation there was, is we were staying in a halfway house, and there's about 10 guys that lived there. The manager that managed that house had left like a week prior, and the place was getting out of control due to a couple people just, I mean, thinking that they were going to do whatever they want. And the situation arose from me and another guy telling this individual that it was leaving messages, being disrespectful to everybody. Hey, man, you need to respect us. You know, we're all living here together. You need to clean up after yourself. And the first time, he just said a couple, you know, sly words to us, and we walked away, and okay, you know, whatever. Well, a couple days later, it goes on again. We said something to him again, and he kind of got up in my face and started pushing me, and it was just a minor little scuffle. I mean, it was, I mean, he said he had, I have the report said he had a scratch on his face or something like that. I don't know if he did or not, but it wasn't even like a fist fight. It was just more like a pushing match. Yeah. Left the next day. I came back, I went to work, came back the next day, and when I found out that he had called the, not the manager, but the owner, I said, hey man, why did you call and give her this story, and you didn't take responsibility for anything that you've done? And at that point, he ran and tried to put me into a headlock, and we got to another minor scuffle. I mean, no punches were thrown, it was very minor. And at that point, I left the residence to leave the situation, and I got on the phone with my parole officer. I called him. I said, hey, this is what's going on. He said, well, is there going to be any criminal charges? At that time, he had contacted the police, and they were going to file assault charges. But when I turned myself into the Appalachian County Jail, they told me that no charges were actually filed. So, I was in contact with my parole officer. The absconding part, I do apologize for, but, I mean, I've visited this road before, and and I live in a halfway house, and my stuff is there. When I leave my stuff there for any amount of time, it always just disappears. I had to take some time and get my stuff to a safe place that I could have it. I've lost my stuff through situations before, and I'm just tired of losing my stuff. So I removed myself, spent some time with my father. Like I said, my father wasn't doing well, so I did go fishing with him. I had a couple beers with him, and then I turned myself in. And I really appreciate if all that could be taken into consideration that I was doing very well. I was working. I was passing my UAs. I have the domestic violence book filled out in completion. I could have it mailed to somebody. I mean, it's in my storage locker with all my stuff. I mean, I was doing very well, with the exception of this one minor little assaultive incident, which is really not that major, I don't feel. I was doing very well. And I just hope that will be taken into consideration.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Mr. Hines, the board is going to go into discussion, and we do our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just stay on the phone there and just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay,
thank you. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Hines seems very sincere about, he talks about leaving the heroin problem in Florida, and I believe him. I think he has, and I hope he's able to maintain that. He has quite a history of assaultive behavior, and this, he describes this as a minor incident. You know, it probably was. It probably was. And I understand his wanting to get his stuff together before, so he can lose all his stuff again. He explained that very carefully. He does admit that he had a couple of beers. Just what concerns me, I guess, the most is the absconding, and with a prior abscond as well from 2014. I think the best thing for him would be to just stay there, kill his number, and then you don't have to worry about being on parole at all. But that's just my thoughts. I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
I agree. Okay. Ms. Rittenhouse?
Yes, sir.
Just adding, I'm just concerned about his past with all the aggravated assaults and domestic violence that he's been involved in. I would hope that maybe he may be able to take some kind of anger management class. I know he said he had taken something, but that concerns me.
And he also admits that those assaults were when he was using alcohol, which obviously he hasn't given up completely since he had a couple of beers with his dad. So I understand. I mean, it's just a difficult situation, but I'm thinking the best thing for him would be to just finish this sentence and be done with it, and then he doesn't have to worry about it. So based on information in warrant 2018W2249, our conversation with Mr. Hines, information provided by Mr. Brady, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Hines was going, but violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal laser company, specifically by absconding for 12 days during which time his parole officer didn't know what he was up to.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, thank you. Motion by myself, second to Mr. Johnson. Agree, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Hines, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. And, you know, it's one of those situations where you have such a long past with a lot of assaults, and I understand they were around alcohol, but it's very difficult to overlook that when, once again, you're involved in another incident, no matter how minor. I know sometimes it's hard not to step up and face somebody, but we certainly wish you the best. We're showing a release date for you of January 25th, and at that point, you won't have any parole supervision. You can do whatever. Go back to your job, which sounds like a good one. And you've got your stuff, you were sensible and gathered your stuff so you won't lose all your belongings again. So we certainly do wish you the best, sir, and thank you for being so respectful during your hearing today. If you put the CO3 back on the phone, we'd appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Thank you.